It's the 22nd of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The Member of Parliament for South West Beds has accused petrol retailers within his constituency of overcharging customers during a cost of living crisis. MP Andrew Sellers presented the issue last Friday to Penny Mordaunt on the floor of the House of Commons. He highlighted a 10 pence difference per gallon between his own region and that of surrounding towns. Mr. Sellers explained that at a time of massive pressure on household budgets, it is not acceptable charging so much more in South Bedfordshire. I want the Competition and Markets Authority to take this issue seriously. Ms. Mordaunt, who is the current leader of the House of Commons, agreed that the situation was unacceptable as many people continue to struggle financially. A man in his 30s was taken to hospital following a stabbing incident in Bedford town centre. The victim, whose injuries were not life-threatening, was stabbed in the leg on Cordwell Street last Wednesday around 9 a.m. Beds police are appealing for witnesses. A man driving a BMW 1 Series vehicle and described as wearing a fluorescent jacket targeted a man by firing 3 shots at him in the Hereford Road area of Luton. The shooting incident, which occurred last Friday evening, resulted in no injuries. Daniel Bailey, a detective superintendent with Beds Police, said, "We understand that this is a worrying incident for the community and we are following lines of inquiry." The Friends of Edith Cavell School in Bedford received a welcome donation from rapper Stormzy, supporting their push for a fully accessible library. The musical artist donated an autographed copy of his most recent album, along with 2 tickets to his upcoming concert, to aid their fundraising effort. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.